Skanking is good. A bad man like me would, you know. Finish my Guinness from J.A. The premises vacate. Work the sweat from the Fet to the Juve. Crossed over to Labor Day and BK. From Trinidad, Carnival, Bajan crop over. Are you gonna go my way? Then I'll Lenny Crab up your ab. Just keep what you grab. The way that I work, you know the type of shop I own. The law's pissed off, just off my testosterone. Yep. Who's captivating enough to capture your ratings? Yeah. In my hands, the world is like a little plaything. A bad man's skin is steel. We ain't trying to reinvent the wheel when the fact is on chill. We hit your town, close it, run it down. Live in your world, you can play in mine for now. It's straight bug. How Marvel be fucking with minds like fucking with Gateway drugs, you know.
Get the skanking while the skanking is good. A bad man like me would, you know. So get the skanking while the skanking is good. A bad man like me would, you know.
Break it down, yo.
Gun check me forward.
Okay, alright. Yes, so get the skanking while the skanking is fine. Here comes Babylon right on time. Officer, what is it you mean giving me a subpoena? You got a job? I told him I saw Dean Arenas. Concert, I'm up in them like intravenous. Flirts of all types, so my cleats get the spikes now. Stolen heaters, they scream Marvel out the barrel. And the Chiquitas, I measure bottom meters. Behind stage they meet us. But I'm like, yo, someone's probably snorting lines right there while they greet us. It's my apologies, I show the world the atrocities of an industry is full of game cheaters. But dames treat us to little dandies attached to their panties. They want your pension plan like seniors. Play with nose candy like sand on beaches. I say to hell with these peachy face leeches. Straight bad manism, skanking rhythm.
All right.
Sleep, work, eat, sit, stand in friction. So
get the skanking while the skanking is good. A bad man like me would, you know. So get the skanking while the skanking is good. A bad man like me would, you know.
Gunshot means forward.
Sweet. Still there's pain. If I would've grew up to be a doctor, my nephews would've grew up to do the same. But since I grew up through the game and my influence is the same, and my therapy is music, they act so you would change. If I wish I could separate the two things, I could not, so my answer to you remains. I could walk down the hall of mirrors and sigh and be so satisfied when I look myself in the eyes. No shame, no tough, just big boats and tearing the coast up. Tight coops like I'm wearing a roadster. For any coupe, hugging the holster. Oh, alright. And it may not be what you call perfect, but it's my life. Life. Once again, so I make no apologies. Crooked policies. So a G, a nigga gotta be playing for property, no monopoly. So I'll pass go and let my nephews follow me. They say the child shall lead, so I'll take it far as I can, and then we shall see. Shall we dance with the devil for a beat? I pray to God I ain't got two left feet. Do the hustle, put keys in the street, then the ballroom dancing, keep keying in the suite. Sweet, BBs on the feet, TVs in the seat, enemies on the creep. It's so corrupt, soak it up, it's a lesson every fuck up. One day you're up, next day you're down. Long as you stay the same, it'll come back around. Oh, alright. And it may not be what you call perfect, but it's my life. Once again, it's the life. I'm even better. Best thing about it is my niggas eating together. With each endeavor, we reach levels. Niggas ain't seen in life forever. I'm hyper off and made all my partners rich. I can't vouch for you if you ain't a part of this. So part of me is a parve my wrist. As a parlay my chips. Oh, alright. American gangster business is like I'm white. But I'm not, I'm just bright. So fly with no fear to fly. So if y'all hear me fly, then you think you can make it this far without a fight. Couple mistakes here and there, not always right. But I'm always real, so I sleep at night. Oh, alright. And it may not be what But you could perfect, but it's my life.
Sounds so beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of the one and only Just Blaze. Uh-oh.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate the love. Thank you very much. But we're gonna get into this shit real quick. Check me out. You could get your body hurt badly in the hour. Y'all niggas sing like Mariah Carey in the shower. A Eddie Kane Jr. before the brain tumor. Lyrically so nasty as a crack fiend bloomer. Flow with the glistening glow. I'm positioned to blow. Know I'm about getting some dough. I'm dismissing the hoe. Know I'm conditioned to go. Four plus four more. Know that my biscuit to blow. That I did it before. And this is real talk, not no fake shit. I rhyme with such a complexity. Y'all so basic. A true song from you would go, I don't make shit. To me and none of my niggas is not no gangsters. But I was in prison at all. I let six of them go. Know that I'm sick with the flow. No, I don't stick with the pole. Know that I kick in your dough. I get bricks in your blow. Know that my niggas are gold. That's that Just Blaze right there. It's that Just Blaze. You could bring all of your brethren, niggas as cowards. A bullet to be the plane, and your frame is gonna be the towers. The similarities and be the flowers. The difference you fell in a couple seconds instead of a couple hours. Thug a political flow, I'm a lyrical pro. No niggas be biting, but you know I'm original though. Know I'm conditioned to go, four plus four more. Know that your bitch is a hoe, I done hit it before. And it's a real hawk, not no play shit. I flow with a futuristicness, y'all so ace-it. A true song from you would go, I don't break bricks. I never bust gats and I don't got cases. But I was a prisoner though, I was bitten with oh. No, I was getting the snow, down on the visiting flow. No, I'm predicted to go out the small fall. Know when my click in the show, it's ridiculous, yo. Yeah, greatest story never told, man.
Such a lonely place, but I can't tell you how I feel. I feel so good today, even though I cannot find my way. My heart's in such a lonely place, but I can't tell you how I feel. Oh, I can't tell you how I feel. Oh, I can't tell you how I feel. Oh, I can't tell you how I feel. Cause I feel so good today, even though I can't find my way. My heart's in such a lonely place. But I can't tell you how I feel. I feel so good today. Even though I cannot find my way, my heart's in such a lonely place. But I can't tell you how I feel. But I can't tell you how I feel. But I can't tell you how I feel. But I can't tell you how I feel.
Every beat is produced by Dilla, nigga. No exceptions. Rappers out of if you don't know what to do, you need to follow instructions. You cop in a beat to cut the check to Pay J Productions. Beat a bang in your head till you fall in a concussion. Most producers be quietly biting till I'm fronting. You need to cut it out before I gut it out. Watch me shit on your little recipe while the Dylan legacy live on, live on, live on, live on, live on, live on, live on.
Send this one out to Peggy and Ron, watching the Grand Rapids roller skaters do their thing. One love. Stylistic, baby.
She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment. Coupe tour from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the orders, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Damn, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more than
I
Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
It's been a while, sweetheart, we hardly talk, I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately, you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass, of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Stylistic, baby. We back in the house. Whoa. DJ Faze just entered with a bang into that room. Yo. Yo, yo, yo.
What up, what up?
Yeah, man. So, I want to let people know that you were blazing some joints. Like I said, the flashing lights was by request. Someone who likes to get their dance on. That's what we like to see at live venues. Not the wall posting, ball hugging. Excuse my language, but we definitely like to see the ladies get up and do their thing. That is a stylistic motto, certified, approved, and trademark. So go get your boogie on, people. Like I said, one more time tonight for the people that have been calling in, 49 Front Street East, it is the Down One Lounge. It is Ricochet Therapy and your man DJ Sirius, the Funky 3 plus one more, DJ Prime Choice as well, $5 at the door. Go get your shake on, shake off all them bad vibes you had in 2007, and look for the 2008 to drop heavy on you. Yo, we brought in my man Faze because you wanted to talk about something particular and a particular person that affected you, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, as you probably hopefully have heard that Oscar Peterson passed away this past week, and I mean, I think it's funny because I don't know, people that know me know that I'm a jazz guy. Like, you know, us hip hop guys that get into records, we start digging for samples, but you end up getting influenced by a lot of different types of music. Jazz has been a love of my life for like 15, 16 years. I've been buying jazz records. And the thing that's the reason why I specifically want to speak on Oscar is that, one, him being Canadian, which, I mean, some people may or may not even know that, which is strange within itself, that people know his name and know he's a jazz legend and whatnot, but a lot of, like, I know people, I've met people that, you know, didn't know until maybe a few years ago or, you know, later in his life that he was actually from Canada. And I think it's very crucial for us Canadians to realize this, because he's not only like a legend, he is very looked upon as like the greatest piano player of all time by a lot of people. And that within itself, he's been doing his thing since, like, I think he first performed at Carnegie Hall in New York City when in 1949. He was 82 when he passed away. But he lived through these, like, you know, jazz formative years, man, like late 40s, 50s, 60s. He's been doing his thing, like, heavy since he was, like, 17 years old. And, I mean, he was right here in Canada in the 40s doing his thing in big bands in Montreal when he got discovered and, you know, moved down to the States and did his thing and really paved his way, man. But he kept close to home. Like, actually, there's a friend of mine, a man that I've known pretty much my whole life, was a neighbor of my parents by the name of Phil Nimmons, who's also a Canadian jazz legend in his own right. He's good friends with Oscar Peterson, and opened up the Toronto or Canada's first jazz school in the 60s right here in Toronto.
Where
Phil Nimmons and Oscar together. But I just think it's crazy, because, like, when you really think about how kind of hurting our urban scene is in this day and age right now, where we can't really break to get even support our own kind of, you know, more popular music people doing their thing in this day and age, that this man broke through as a young African, you know, Canadian person in the late 40s to really blow up and influence, like, piano players, like, the world over, you know. And I, like, people have asked me, like, do you think he was, like, slept on or, like, not respected enough in Canada, which you can't really say, because, I mean, anytime he performed, it was sold out. But we really got to put it in perspective where, like, jazz, like, in the 40s, 50s, I mean, was the music. It was the hip-hop of its time, you know. It was the music that was, you know, cooler than anything else. And this man, I mean, it's crazy. I know CBC ran some, like, documentaries or excerpts of some documentaries. There's a good documentary done on him, I think, in the early 90s about his life. And some incredible, incredible stories of how he was kind of came to be discovered. And his even upbringing from his dad, I think, was a self-taught piano player. Taught himself and then taught his kids. I think he came from a big family, like five brothers and sisters. And I think, like, I guess before his time was Art Tatum was the man that was,
for
like,
real,
considered the greatest player. And when he was a young boy, like 14, 15, his dad gave him an Art Tatum record and told him that he wanted, you know, to be the best piano player he could be. And he, after listening to an Art Tatum record at the age of the young teenager, he literally quit piano playing, because he thought, if my dad thinks I could be as good as this, he's crazy, I can't. And he quit playing piano for 2 months. And he eventually came back to it because he couldn't stay away from it, because he was obviously really good. But then by the time he was like 17, 18, he was working big bands in Montreal. I think there was some man, I don't know his name, that was like a kind of scouter or recruiter from New York City, was up in Montreal, because Montreal in the 40s was like the hotbed in Canadian jazz scene, was like the place to be. And was in Montreal, on his way back to New York City, in a cab in Montreal, heading to the airport, and heard a recording with Oscar playing piano on it on the radio. And he asked the cab driver, he's like, can we stop and call the radio station and find out who this piano player is? And the cab driver was like, I know who, I can tell you who the piano player is. It's Oscar Peterson. And he says, do you have anywhere where I could find him? And he said, he's playing tonight at such and such bar. And the guy said, turn this cab around and take me there. Took him there and said, I could get you playing in Carnegie Hall in the, you know, next few days. And I think it was Oscar himself that said he knew Carnegie Hall is like a classical venue. And he was like, I don't know, I didn't really want to do it. And I think what happened was he went down there to do the gig, couldn't get the visa or the work permit, so he wasn't legally allowed to do the gig. He was in the audience. The band leader called him up as a special guest. He wasn't even aware that he was going to do this. Came up, played, standing ovation. Because the guy that was in the cab, the recruiter, like said, from what he heard on the radio, was like, I've never heard anyone play the piano this way.
Yeah.
You know?
That's dope, yo. Definitely. We're talking about like Dream Team era of musicians. You know what I'm saying? He came at a time with that lineup, man. If we're talking to the younger people that don't really know and put it in perspective how big jazz was back in those times.
And how it's influenced like... Oh. Rock and roll crazy. Influenced hip hop. It influenced everything. And then like hip hop, I mean, when we came up and I started like digging for records, jazz was heavily sampled. It's not so heavily sampled anymore, but still the mind state of jazz is very much in hip hop, even from an MC's point of view.
Yeah, improvisational aspect, solos and things like that.
Yeah.
It has a structure, but it strays from that in the improvisation and the joy you have in it. So, yo, we got to shout out Oscar Peterson, definitely. And legacy, man.
It's crazy. Like, we just, as Canadians, we really need to realize this, because there's not, like, I mean, I hope there's more ahead of us, more future, you know, musical legends coming out of our country. But as it's been since him, there hasn't been anyone kind of on that level. And we just really need to respect that as Canadians, because he lived through it, man. 82, you know, been doing his thing since, like, the late 40s, early 50s. So. It's something to be said, and to be like, and I think, as I said, that Art Tatum story of he was listening to Art Tatum, who was considered the greatest piano player. Art Tatum has said on record that he thought that Oscar Peterson was the greatest piano player that ever lived. So, rest in peace, Oscar Peterson, no doubt.
No doubt, yo. It's good to have you up on the mic talking about that, educating some people.
Yeah.
Like the edumacation party that you do now and then.
Edumacation, you know how it goes, man. I love my jazz music, man. There's like... I don't know, to just list off a few other people of like kind of the musical world that passed away this year. Another, probably someone that your brother was probably influenced by, was Max Roach.
Oh, yeah, man.
Passed away this year as well. Jazz, like a legendary jazz drummer. Actually, another Canadian that's also a damn good piano player in his own right is Doug Riley, also known as Dr. Music. Has some really good kind of more funky kind of rockish kind of records, but Doug Riley passed away. Actually, I did a co-op program in high school where I worked, you know, assisted engineered at a musical studio, and I witnessed a Doug Riley session that was pretty cool.
And of course, James Brown.
James Brown passed away just before the new year last year, but we got to mention Bobby Bird passed away this year as well, who was, you know, I guess best known as kind of the background guy for a lot of James Brown records, but had his classic, you know, records of his own, such as I Know You Got Soul, which is a legendary hip-hop break and a funk classic. But actually, reading up recently on Bobby Bird, there probably wouldn't have been a James Brown if there wasn't a Bobby Bird, because it was actually Bobby Bird's parents that took James Brown in as an orphan, like as a, you know, homeless, like not going anywhere, like got him, like legally got his rights to be his legal guardians out of a foster home.
I mean, you look at DJ FaZe every Friday on Stylistic, and you don't think he's the fountain of knowledge that he is. Who knew that guy?
Who knew that?
But you know now, all right? You know. Rest in peace to all the fallen people. I mean, most recently, Benazir Bhutto passed away. Hey, man, some differing views on her, you know, impact in Pakistan as far as there's people that support and people that don't, because she grew up in a political family. So some people say she didn't face the struggles that, you know, average citizen did. But hey, man, unbelievable influence in that country as far as a figure. Okay, and when election's coming in 2 weeks, you gotta really wonder if there was some things going on with that. But yo, and the 20 other people that passed away in that bombing, you can't, you know, there's a lot of nameless people that have passed on, especially in this city. There's certain murders that get highlighted because they're more sensational, whatever. All the victims of violence, we gotta say one love to you and your family and all the extended family, you know what I'm saying,
dude?
But yo,
can I just list off a few more?
Yeah, list off a few more, and then we'll get back into some tunes, because that's why they pay us the huge dollars at CIUT.
Yeah. Ike Turner passed away this year, musical legend. Might be hated in other aspects of his life, but musical legend, no doubt. Joe Zawinul, who's Weather Report, also legendary for taking electrical pianos to a point, did a lot of work with Cannonball Adderley. had some really big, big records, wrote a lot of famous, famous tunes. Alice Coltrane, also known as John Coltrane's wife, but a legendary jazz harpist in her own right. I mentioned Bobby Byrd.
From the hip hop world, you know, we should just say a rest in peace to Pimp C.
Indeed.
Who else passed away in hip hop? I mean, we'll probably get some callers about that. Escapes my mind right now. Pimp C being the most recent. But once again, let's breathe life through the tunes. You know what I'm saying? This is Stylistic Endeavors. We are going all the way until 10 p.m. We're on a little bit of a somber vibe right now, but it's always good to be reflective before you get celebratory. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. On my personal tip, I just want to say rest in peace to Mike and Tanya Graham, and God bless their one-year-old daughter. Good friends of mine that passed away this year, and my friend Natasha Harrison, who also passed away from cancer at the young age of 29. Rest in peace, man. It's hard, you know, there's people in your life that you really expect you'll grow old with, and you've known them for half of your life, and things change, and it's tough, but we're thinking of you always. So
value the friends you have while they're on this earth, you know what I'm saying? Shout them out at every chance you get, which we are going to do right now to our extended Stylistic family all over the radio waves, everywhere across the world, because this is the 15,000 booming watts of sound told by DTS, Motion, Jazzy, Jay Wise, Power, of course, Legendary Master Plan crew, Soul Controllers, gotta shout you out. That's the lineage up in this place. We gonna keep it going, of course. Stylistic Endeavors every Friday night. DJ Sirius, DJ FaZe, Theo3, and Planet P. We doing it up big and lovely. You're gonna enjoy some tunes right now. And give a thought to those that have been lost over the 2007 year. And let's have a great and prosperous 2008. One love. 416-946-7000. Let's do it.